Text 6. You will hear a story about a girl who opened the door to a stranger.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
Tim and Sue-Ann were alone in their flat. Their parents had gone for a wedding dinner and left Tim in charge. Tim was watching television while his younger sister was doing her homework. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. Ding dong! Sue-Ann rushed to the door, thinking their parents had returned. She unlocked the door and opened it. Outside stood a tall man. He said he was a salesman and asked politely if their parents were home. Without thinking, Sue-Ann said no. Then the man put his foot in. He forced the door ajar and took out a knife. "Don't shout if you don't want to get hurt," he warned, and proceeded to tie up Sue-Ann and Tim's hands and legs. Tim was too stunned and scared to scream. Sue-Ann trembled and started to cry. Leaving them in the living room, the men rummaged around the bedrooms. Tim's eyes lit up when he saw Miss Fatima, their next-door neighbor. She was leaving for the market when Tim whistled as he held his tight hands up. Turning around, Miss Fatima saw Tim with his hands restrained. Miss Fatima peeped into the flat from the side windows and saw Sue-Ann in a similar situation. Miss Fatima rushed into the flat to free the children, and together they raced to the neighborhood police post to report the burglary. However, by the time the policeman and the children returned to their flat, the burglar had fled. The house was in a mess, and some valuables were missing. When their parents came home that night, instead of being angry, they were relieved that Tim and Sue-Ann were unhurt. But they lectured Tim for not stopping his sister from opening the door to a stranger. Tim had learned a lesson on safety and responsibility.
Question 14. Why did Sue-Ann rush to the door? Question 15. Why didn't Tim shout for help? Question 16. Why did Miss Fatima go to the police post? Question 17. How did their parents feel when they returned home? Listen to text 6 again.
Tim and Sue-Ann were alone in their flat. Their parents had gone for a wedding dinner and left Tim in charge. Tim was watching television while his younger sister was doing her homework. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. Ding dong! Sue-Ann rushed to the door, thinking their parents had returned. She unlocked the door and opened it. Outside stood a tall man. He said he was a salesman and asked politely if their parents were home. Without thinking, Su-wen said no. Then the man put his foot in. He forced the door ajar and took out a knife. "Don't shout if you don't want to get hurt," he warned, and proceeded to tie up Su-wen and Tim's hands and legs. Tim was too stunned and scared to scream. Su-wen trembled and started to cry. Leaving them in the living room, the men rummaged around the bedrooms. Tim's eyes lit up when he saw Miss Fatima, their next-door neighbor. She was leaving for the market when Tim whistled as he held his tight hands up. Turning around, Miss Fatima saw Tim with his hands restrained. Miss Fatima peeped into the flat from the side windows and saw Su-wen in a similar situation. Miss Fatima rushed into the flat to free the children, and together they raced to the neighborhood police post to report the burglary. However, by the time the policemen and the children returned to their flat, the burglar had fled. The house was in a mess, and some valuables were missing. When their parents came home that night, instead of being angry, they were relieved that Tim and Su-wen were unhurt. But they lectured Tim for not stopping his sister from opening the door to a stranger. Tim had learned a lesson on safety and responsibility.